The U.S. has been in economic competition with China for a number of years, and that has been amped up since the Trump administration began in 2017. The trade battles and rising tariffs have taken most of the focus, but could those disagreements expand to something more militarily focused? According to a recent piece by Reuters, China has strengthened its missile forces enough to challenge the U.S. as a military power. So how big a threat is that to our nation's security? With me to talk about U.S. relations with China and China's military is Clayton Duby. He's director of the U.S.-China Institute at the University of Southern California. Clayton, let's start with how stiff the competition is right now between the U.S. and China on military-related items.
Well, the United States and China are in a competition that's somewhat different from the competition that existed between the United States and the Soviet Union during the Cold War. And that competition was much more one-dimensional. It was about specific military technology and the ability to, you know, inflict pain and suffering on the other side. The competition between the United States and China is multidimensional. And in fact, there's also cooperation. So it's a much more complicated relationship. China, because it is an economic powerhouse, has become a center of innovation. And much of that innovation has commercial civilian applications, artificial intelligence, guidance, all kinds of things like that, robotics. But much of this is, of course, also useful in the military realm. And that has meant that China has advanced much more rapidly than many expected in terms of developing its military capacity.
I don't think people right now are thinking, could there be some sort of military conflict between the U.S. and China directly, but there may be sort of ways around it via trade, via technology. Is there that direct threat potentially, though?
Well, there's always a direct threat in the sense that China is a nuclear-equipped state, and it has sufficient capacity to inflict harm on the United States. It's highly unlikely that anybody in China is contemplating that. Most of China's military efforts have been about defending China and defending particularly what it considers to be core economic strategic interests. And so the expansion of the Navy, the development of rockets that could take out American aircraft carriers, all of that is intended to ensure that China, which is now most dependent on imported oil, that it can continue to have access to that oil through the South China Sea. And so it wants to develop those capabilities. It also, of course, wants to be able to assert influence in the East China Sea with regard to Taiwan, with regard to claims that it's making vis-a-vis Japan, and also in the Yellow Sea to ensure that American capacity in Japan and American capacity in South Korea can't be used in these regions. And so mostly what China has been focusing on is developing the capacity to have control in what it calls its near seas. Now, does that have a strategic impact on the United States? And the answer is, of course, because it's not just China that is dependent on oil that comes through the South China Sea. Taiwan is dependent on that oil. South Korea is dependent on that oil. Japan is dependent on that oil. And these are either allies or friends of the United States. And the United States would want to ensure that these advanced economies be able to continue to function. And without power, none of that's possible.
Does the U.S. trade conflict with China in some ways foreshadow issues when it comes to military competition or military conflict? Are those paths able to be divergent enough that frustration with each other over trade is about finance and economy as opposed to it ramping up in another sense?
This is harder to distinguish because the frontiers, the economic frontiers, artificial intelligence, robotics, machine learning, new energies, all of these kinds of things, in addition to being important for continued economic advance, and the countries that are most influential in these realms are the countries that are likely to prosper the most in the coming decades, but also they have, in many cases, they have military applications. And so there is that concern that losing the technological high ground in these areas means also losing one of the important edges that the United States has heretofore enjoyed vis-a-vis all potential contenders.
North Korea. There had been so much talk of having, is China going to influence North Korea to do something related to its nuclear weapons? Where does China's military advancement or China's relationship with the U.S. play into what goes on with North Korea?
North Korea is very much a wild card for both the United States and China. Neither country is able to, of course, dictate to North Korea. China has immense influence in the sense that it could tomorrow bring great economic hardship upon North Korea. North Korea depends on China for energy and for all sorts of important goods. And China has the capacity to turn that on, turn that off. But China is unwilling to do that because North Korea is right adjacent to China, and they worry about a collapse or some sort of military action in North Korea leading to South Korean, American, and perhaps even Japanese military response. And so they are nervous about that. And as a consequence, they don't push that as hard as they could. China very much wishes it could dictate to North Korea. And North Korea is absolutely determined not to be dictated to by the Chinese, by the Americans, and most recently, they've reached out to Russia. Again, playing all of these different powers off against each other as North Korea seeks to ensure the best, North Korea's government seeks to stay in power and ensure the best possible situation for itself.
That is Clayton Doobie. He's director of the U.S. China Institute at the University of Southern California.